From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Bookstores are feeling the impact of the pandemic, but they're faring much better than their niche counterparts, comic book stores. Still, Marvel and DC superhero fans are keeping the industry alive, so are indie comic lovers. One of those people is LaShawn Colvin. She recently opened her own comic book store in Montgomery, becoming the first known black woman in the South to do so. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
On the outside, LaShawn Colvin is just another grown woman trying to make it in America. But on the inside, she's a 27-year-old comic geek. And that, she says, will never change.
I've been drawing my entire life since I was a child. So I always had that love for the culture in me. And it just carried over into my adulthood. And a lot of people say, you know, when you get older, oh, you're supposed to grow up. I never grew up.
She still plays her PlayStation, she never stopped reading comics, and she still watches anime. Recently, Colvin became the first black woman to open a comic book store in the South. Her store in Montgomery, Comics and Geeks, is spacious and bright. The blue and orange walls pop out as soon as you open the door, and there are hundreds of comics lining the shelves on the walls, even more in boxes behind the cash register. She's only been open a few months, but she already has loyal customers. One guy stopped by to purchase comics during his lunch hour.
Thank you so much.
This is the third time I've been back here, so I really like what you got going on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And it's just another place for me to spend more money.
Aside from running her business, Colvin works as an editor for a comic book publishing company she's worked for since 2016, and she's created a lot of meaningful relationships in the indie comics world. Of course, her store carries DC and Marvel Comics, but she also has an entire wall dedicated to independent authors she's worked with over the years.
I was flooded with so many gifts from independent comic book creators, and it was so beautiful because they were so supportive.
She also found support from other local comic shop owners. For years before Colvin opened her own store, she'd frequent Capital City Comics, Montgomery's longest-standing comic book shop. Owner Rob Duncan became sort of a mentor to her.
She didn't realize it was pretty easy to start a business, and I said it's easy to start one. It's just to maintain one is a little bit more difficult, but I mean, I can tell you whatever you need to know.
Duncan says the comic book industry has held steady since the 80s, mostly because of the people who supported. Marco DeVanzo is executive director of Comics Pro, a trade organization supporting comic book retailers in the U.S. He says it's been a challenge to compete with traditional bookstores, which cater to a broader customer base. DeVanzo says there hasn't been much growth in the industry, but you can still get by selling comics.
Plenty of people make their living on it. It is still a great career. I got into it 20 years ago after being a stockbroker for many years because I had a passion for it. And that's what we recommend, is that, you know, people who start really have a passion for comic retailing.
As a black woman, Colvin stands out in the comic book retail world. For decades, the people who owned comic book shops were predominantly white men. But DeVanzo says that's changing. He says the industry is growing more diverse, especially as more women show interest in comics. Colvin is working on a comic book series of her own called Beautiful Soldiers. It's set to be released next year. But getting here hasn't been easy. For years, she went without heat and gas just to save money. The dream of finishing her comic book series seemed so far off.
I had to kind of fight a lot of doubts that I had within myself because I wanted to give up so many times. I wanted to just quit. I wanted to stop. And I had to kind of remind myself that this is what I want, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make it happen.
Colvin says it all paid off. Not only did she open the first black female-owned comic book shop in the South, but next year she'll have her very own comic on the shelves. Janae Pierre, WBHM.